Second date update.
All right, we got Logan standing by. Logan had a great first date with Ryan, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help that out this morning. All right, Logan, first of all, tell us how you met her.
We just met on Tinder, just swiping through.
All right, very good. And so what'd you guys do for your date?
We went to the bar, and it was a lot of fun, I thought.
And I guess some drinks and everything, but there was no second date, I assume. That's why you're calling us?
There was not a second date, exactly. I was all about it, but I haven't heard from her, yeah.
So you did contact her, and she just never contacted you back?
Yeah, that's right.
Let me ask you this, because you went out for drinks on your date. Did maybe someone drink too much? Did something like that happen? We always have to ask.
Didn't really get crazy. I thought it was really cordial. It never really went over the top or anything.
All right. Well, let's have us call Kate, see if we can figure out what the problem is, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Cool, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kate?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk to you on the radio for a second?
Are you serious?
Yeah, have you ever heard our show?
Yeah, I have.
Well, we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. And we got a call about you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is it okay if we talk to you on the air?
Yes.
Well, do you remember going out with Logan?
Yes.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date, and then he said he never heard from you again.
Oh, he said we had a great first date? No, disagree.
It didn't go well? Did something happen?
He was just rude, and he said that I reminded him of his favorite porn star or something.
What?
I remember, I couldn't wait to get out of there.
But which one was it? Was it at least a good one?
I don't know, because I don't know porn stars, but, like, it's not a flattering thing.
Well, I could see okay. Where you would be put off by that.
Yeah, and so after he said that to you, for you, that was just such a red flag. In your mind, the date was over. You just couldn't wait to finish it.
Yeah, I mean, it's inappropriate, and I'm really tired of having to, like, teach boys how to be men and talk to women properly. I'm done.
Well, we actually have Logan on the other line here, and he at least wanted to say hello. If you don't want to say hello, we can end this right here. It's totally up to you, but he at least wanted to say hello.
Yeah, sure.
Logan, are you there?
Yeah. Hello, I'm still here.
Did you hear what Kate had to say? Is that true?
I heard what she said. It's not completely true. I mean, I know what she's referring to, but I had a different experience of it, and I really didn't think it came across bad like she seems to be thinking about it now. The way she says it makes it sound like I'm some big fan of porn, and I'm just watching it all the time.
Well, I mean, you do know the porn stars.
I know of a few in the same, but a lot of people do, and a lot of, like, maybe my friends do, and you hear it through that, or you see it through maybe an interview or something like that, but it doesn't mean I'm in my basement watching porn all day.
Logan, you saw interviews?
All I did was ask her if anybody's ever told her that she looked like Jenna Jameson, and then she asked me who that was, and that's what I said, that's an actress, it's a porn actress.
At least she's pretty.
Well, you didn't say, now I see. And okay, Jenna Jameson is pretty well known. I even know who Jenna Jameson is.
It's so inappropriate to compare your date to a porn star and think that you're actually going to get somewhere.
And I just thought I was comparing you to an attractive person. I didn't think it was going to go over like that.
But, like, a porn star? Is there no other attractive person that you could have chosen? Like, it was a porn star.
I think what matters is if it was attractive. And for the record, you kind of look like Jenna Jameson. If you haven't Googled her yet, I mean, just check it out. You kind of look like her.
Yeah, I'm going to Google her right now while I'm at work. I'm sure that that's going to go over well in my search engine history.
Well, you might find one of those interviews or something. Those are harmless.
she's known for great interviews, apparently. Yeah. Well, Kate, I'm going to jump in here. Perhaps maybe there was kind of a misunderstanding of what he was referring to, even though he did compare you to someone who is a porn star. If you have any interest in going out with Logan a second time, I'll pick up the tab. Would you like to go out with him another time?
You guys, that's really nice, but I'm not interested. Thank you.
All right. You're very sweet to come on the air with us. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I feel bad for how I came across, because honestly, she really did look like Jenna Jameson, and I just thought that was a big enough name that she might know, but I really didn't mean anything by it.
All right.